بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. So we had finished, we had begun the discussion of Maliki Yawm al-Din. So we have all praises due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the merciful and the one who shows mercy, and the master of the Day of Judgment. Now, these are three verses, and we said that Surah Al-Fatiha is divided into half, as our Prophet ﷺ said. These three verses, they give us three themes. These three verses, they give us three themes. And much commentary has been given about these themes. The first commentary that we'll derive from these three verses, we derive the three pillars of our religion, Tawheed, Risalah, and Akhirah. I repeat, from these three verses, we derive the primary pillars of our religion, Tawheed, Risalah, and Akhirah. Our religion, all divine religions, all Abrahamic religions, every religion Allah revealed, revolves around three pillars, Tawheed, and then there's Prophets, Risalah. And then there's a Day of Judgment, Akhirah. And these verses, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din, give us these three meanings. How? The first is obvious, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We praise Allah who is the Lord of the worlds. And this is Tawheed. We talked about Allah being the Rabb, He is one Rabb. This is Tawheed. The third verse, Maliki Yawm al-Din, affirms the Day of Judgment. It's pretty obvious, there's a Day of Judgment. Where do we get Risala from? Where do we get prophecy from? Our scholars say, and of the people who said this is Imam Fakhruddin al-Razi and others, they say, Surah Al-Fatiha does not explicitly talk about prophets, but it is implied in every single verse, and especially in Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. So the concept of Risala is implied in Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. How so? When Allah says He is merciful, and He is the one who demonstrates mercy and shows mercy, a merciful God would not leave His creation without guidance. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim would not leave the creation without demonstrating ultimate rahmah. What is the ultimate rahmah? To take care of our physical needs or to take care of our spiritual needs? Obviously, to take care of our spiritual needs. The ultimate rahmah, what is the purpose of life? Why are you here? If Allah Azza wa Jal is Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, and He is, then He must demonstrate that rahmah by telling us why He has created us. And therefore the concept of prophethood is incorporated. It is implied. And it is not a coincidence that when Allah is Ar-Rahman and when Allah is Ar-Rahim, His Sharia is a Sharia of Rahmah. His book is a book of Rahmah. Allah calls the Quran, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ. The Quran is a Rahmah. And most importantly for us, for this lecture, who else is a Rahmah? Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Allah is Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, then He has sent a rahmatan lil alameen. And that is our Nabi, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ana Nabiyur Rahma. I am the Prophet of Rahmah. So because Allah is Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, He must send us and show us that mercy by sending us a Prophet of mercy. So from these three verses, we derive Tawheed and Risala and Akhirah. What else do we derive? From these three verses, we also derive the three motivational factors of worshipping Allah. How is Allah worship? Why is Allah worship? What do we use to motivate ourselves to worship Allah? The three pillars of worshiping Allah, and I've said this many times before, are number one, love. And number two, hope. And number three, fear. Love, hope, and fear. If somebody were to ask us, how do you worship Allah? What do you get to motivate your worship of Allah? And by the way, we think this is obvious. This is not the case. Look around you at other religions. For some religions, the only characteristic they have of their God is an angry God, a vengeful God, a jealous God, a God that must be appeased or else He will kill and destroy you. And those religions, they generally concentrate on rituals and law so much so that they forget about the spirit of the law. They forget about the mercy. They forget about the rahmah. You have on the flip side, some religions, they only talk about love, 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 that God is love and there's nothing but love. But then this raises many problems. This is not the time talk about them, but of the simplest problems, no society can function only on love. No society can function only on mercy. And that is why the people who claim that their religion is a religion of love, their societies are not emblematic of those messages. Their societies contradict that. They can never incorporate a lifestyle of complete forgiveness. What does our Sharia say? We worship Allah based upon number one, love. Yes, that is the primary emotion. Number two, hope. And that is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. We hope for Allah's mercy. And number three, and that is a fear. We are scared of Allah's punishment. We are scared of the Day of Judgment. And in our Sharia, we worship Allah based upon all three pillars. What is the primary pillar? The primary pillar is that of love. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We praise Allah because He's worthy of being praised. Then what is the next pillar? Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. We want Allah's rahmah. And then what is the third pillar? Maliki yawmiddin. We are scared of Allah's anger and punishment. And therefore, these three verses also tell us these three emotions. And then the final thing as well from these three verses. When Allah praises Himself, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, He then mentions Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki yawmiddin. From these two, the final two verses, we extract the twins of mercy and compassion on the one side, and justice and retribution on the other. And Allah Azza wa Jal is a God of mercy. He is a God of rahmah, but He is also a Lord whose wrath we fear. And society needs both of these functions. And a God that is a just God must have both of these attributes. The attribute of mercy and the attribute of justice. You cannot have mercy without justice. You cannot have justice without mercy. And our Lord has perfected both of these attributes. Our Lord forgives. Our Lord overlooks. But our Lord as well takes retribution. Our Lord as well exacts vengeance for those who deserve it. And if you think about it psychologically, any God that you believe in, any religion believes in, that doesn't have these emotions, you will not be worshipping Allah properly. Imagine that your Lord was, imagine you follow a religion where there is no concept of Allah Azza wa Jal being merciful. There is no concept of Allah being compassionate. Then you will lead to a type of fanaticism. And we see this in those religions. Imagine a God where they only tell you God is love. There's no such thing as anger and punishment. Well then what is the motivation to be better? What is the motivation to abstain from sins? What is the motivation to not do zulm unto others? If your God will not punish you, why don't you do whatever you want then? So our religion says, no, your Lord is a Lord of mercy. And that is the number one rule. But don't forget, your Lord is also a Lord of retribution. And Allah says in the Quran that your Lord is wasi'ul maghfirah. Your Lord is one who is vast forgiveness. But also your Lord is one is azizun dhuntiqam. He is also mighty and He can exact retribution and vengeance. And our religion teaches us that one of the simplest beliefs and evidences for the Day of Judgment is injustice in this world. I repeat, one of the evidences that there is a Day of Judgment is that there is injustice in this world. This world is not a world of justice. As we speak, innocent civilians are being killed by a mighty and powerful government. As we speak, bombs are showering down on our Muslim brothers and sisters in Gaza. Where is justice? Where is adl? Sometimes the injustice seems to go on and on. And we do not see the zalim and the tyrant come and taken into account. How many are the zalim? Some of them were taken into account in this world. But most of them, they lived their pleasurable lives. They lived their lives of deceit and they died relatively, you know, simple deaths. They didn't die deaths of pain and misery. Where is justice? So Allah says in the Quran that did you think that we would let the zalimeen, the fasiqeen, go and not have a hisab? Did you think that all of this dhulm, all of this evil will not be called into account? And this is a logical evidence for the Day of Judgment. Allah is asking the rational people that there must be a day of reckoning where I will take into account the injustices that were done, and I will punish those who deserve punishment. And these three verses, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we praise Allah for being a Rabb. These three verses tell us Tawheed, Risala, and Akhirah. They tell us our Lord is a Lord of mercy, but also a Lord of justice. They tell us that we worship Allah based upon love and hope and fear. All of this is coming just from these three verses. And inshaAllah ta'ala, we will continue with the next verse when we return to our series the day after tomorrow and move on to Iyaka Na'budu. وإياك نستعين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته